From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A representative of Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani has been killed in Iraq. Sistani is the most revered and influential religious figure among Iraq's Shiite Muslims, and the killing of one of his aides is seen by some Shiite leaders as an attempt to stop Sistani's supporters from voting in upcoming elections. NPR's Emily Harris has the story from Baghdad.
Since Sistani is rarely seen, his representatives are crucial to help spread his views. The man killed last night was a cleric in a small town south of Baghdad. He was gunned down along with his son and four bodyguards. He likely had repeated in his mosque sermons Sistani's edict that voting is an Iraqi duty. An official with the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, a political party with close ties to Sistani, blamed this latest assassination on terrorists trying to stop parliamentary elections scheduled for the end of January. But outside his meat shop in Baghdad, butcher Hamid Alwan says no attacks or threats will keep him from going to the polls.
We expect that there will be violence, but we are not going to comply with those who want to sabotage the elections. Whatever the circumstances, we have to go. In respect to our religious leaders, even if things are difficult, we have to go. We must participate.
He's voting for the main Shiite coalition, the United Iraqi Alliance. Shiite Muslims are a majority here and are expected to control the new parliament. A looming question is whether turnout among Sunni Muslims will be high enough to make the vote appear legitimate. U.S. Major General John Batiste oversees troops north of Baghdad, including areas where Sunni insurgents are active. Batiste says it will be difficult to hold elections in at least one place in his territory, the town of Beji.
That's a crossroads for all the insurgents heading from Mosul to Baghdad and from Fallujah to Kirkuk. And we are still in the process of developing and setting the conditions for successful elections in Beji.
The Iraqi government has not yet publicized its security plan for the elections, but the intention is to sharply restrict driving for several days, in part to lessen the chance of car bombs. Batiste says the numbers and alert levels of U.S. troops will be up, but they'll only be at polling stations if there's an attack.
My 25,000 soldiers, and by the way, that includes an extra brigade, and twice the helicopters that I had a month ago, will be in full support. We will be working with our Iraqi security force partners to make sure that what they're doing makes sense, to make sure that if they need help, we are there to mentor and advise, and as I said earlier, to provide the quick reaction forces that will be necessary to stomp on the insurgent when he raises his ugly head.
No matter what precautions are taken, some people say voting is not worth the risk. Stylist Maha at the Noon Hair Salon says she is afraid to vote because of what could happen at the polling station or after.
Most people will not go vote because they are afraid of an explosion or anything that could happen. Or the terrorists will know who didn't vote and who did vote. The ones who did vote, the terrorists will follow them home and blow up their house.
She is leaving Iraq tomorrow for the safety of Jordan. She could register and vote there due to special provisions for Iraqis outside the country. But she hasn't thought about that at all. She just is sure she'll stay there, at least until elections are over. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.